This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm Delta Work, and it's time for another episode of Very Delta. You can call him Belly. Elliot Norris is here. But first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Oh, like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get very Delta. Very Delta est pour la femme qui fait de vous sur la lune. But first, let's get into some things that are very Delta. I think it's high time that we stopped responding to thank you with no problem, especially in a customer service setting. I was at a restaurant the other day, and the server was bringing out the items, and every time they would set something down and I would say thank you, they would say, not a problem, no problem, not a problem, hey, no problem. And it sort of put in my mind this feeling that there was a problem to begin with. I feel like when you work in a customer service setting, the idea is to make the customer feel as comfortable as possible. Now, I know people are working really hard. Most of them are overworked, underpaid. It is an epidemic. Like, we get that that's happening. But I feel like when you're in a situation where your job is to specifically make someone in a paid service feel very, very comfortable and valued, I think those words really matter. When I was working in a department store in college, I remember that it was our responsibility at the cash wrap station. When you saw someone in line behind the person you were helping, you would say, thank you for waiting, we'll be right with you. Or to step out of line, grab their items and say, thank you for waiting, I'll hold these at the register for you while you wait. I don't think that really happens anymore. I've been to a Macy's recently, and shopping at Macy's is like shopping at 7-Eleven, except there's still Macy's prices in some ways. I get it. This is definitely a first world problem. There are bigger fish to fry in the world, but I like to fry the small fish. Here, I like to have a fry up all day long, and I like to talk about the things that really would separate an experience and take it to a place where somebody feels comfortable spending money in your space. Again, this is not about shopping at 7-Eleven. This is not about going and getting your oil changed. We get what happens in those environments. But if you're at a restaurant where your bill for a couple of people is going to be, $100, $150, I feel like there should be a training that says when the customer says thank you, you say, my pleasure. Or is there anything else I can do to make your experience better? There's just small things that you can do and say that are going to make a customer feel like, I really need to come back here and spend $40 on a plate of food. Now, of course, for some people, that's not a lot of money, but in my mind, I think it is. There's a restaurant that I like to go to pretty frequently, and whenever they set something down, they always say, oh, pardon my reach, because they're reaching across you. I think that's a very nice thing to say. I'm not a fan of people blowing their nose at a dinner table, but I get that it happens. I think I would be less bothered by it if I was eating in the bleachers, but if I'm eating at like a sit-down restaurant where we've made a reservation, I'm assuming that when somebody reaches their arm across somebody's face, they're going to say like, pardon my reach, or excuse me, or pardon me. I also feel like, it's also my responsibility to not blow my nose at the table unless, I don't know, there's some other medical issue going on that I can't get up from the table. But I just think that there's this like mannered thing that happens when you are an employee of a space that even though the conditions are not the most comfortable conditions, I think a lot of these, and even though these conditions are not the most comfortable conditions for the employee with regards to pay, compensation, work hours, workload, doing somebody else's job, I'm definitely more concerned about those things than I am about people, saying no problem or no worries. But I'm questioning when these establishments decided not only are we going to expect our employees to do other people's work and not be compensated, we are also not going to train them to at least give off this facade that the customers are very welcome here, that the customers are number one priority here, that our diners really should be having an experience where it seems like whatever they need, they don't have to ask for. When I'm in a setting, whether it's a restaurant or if I'm picking up dry cleaning or doing anything where someone providing that service says thank you, I generally say thank you as well. I don't normally say you're welcome because in my mind, it's like saying, they say thank you for being our patron. They say thank you for being our patron. And I don't feel like I want to say to them like, you're welcome, because I feel like that's like saying you're lucky that I chose to be here. Like, I don't want to say that. I just want to say, well, thank you, because I do appreciate what's going on here. I do appreciate that service. I do appreciate what you've done here. But, you know, when you go to different places, there are different dialogues that happen and different approaches. So it is very common in a place where, quote unquote, a masculine space, quote unquote, a men's place, as they would once say, like an auto body shop, for people to say, oh, hey, boss, it's going to be another 30 minutes, or try to, fist bump you or whatever, because they feel like it's familiar, that we're all about cars and we're all friends and we're all guys or whatever. But that's that sort of dichotomy and that language changes depending upon age, because when someone older is there, that isn't really the case. So if an older man is there, he's generally revered as not boss and not chief and not bro. He's revered as like, yes, sir, no, sir. But when the age changes, the dialogue changes, because you're no longer become a revered customer. You just become this familiar person who's the same age. This also happens at a lot of newer restaurants that are generally training people to be more respectful of pronouns and teaching people to be more respectful of the things that make us different and revering those things as the things that make us similar. So in many ways, the thank you is generally, I appreciate you, or we appreciate your business, we appreciate your service, because it becomes like a blanket way of constantly saying thank you without saying thank you. It's like another step in thank you. And while that's very nice, that can somehow and in many ways come off as like a little bit like sugar sweet. Like, you don't have to say that over and over and over. But for some people, I mean, maybe that's better. Maybe that's better than saying to people, no problem. No worries. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I wasn't worried about it. I was never worried about it. I came in here and I ordered what I ordered. And I have a salad and an appetizer and a main course, and we're going to take dessert home. We weren't worried about it. When someone sets it down and you say, thank you, why is it not, oh, thank you, or enjoy, my pleasure. Let me know if there's something else that you need. It's the responsibility of these managers. And I don't blame the employees. It's the responsibility of a management and a corporate space to say, this is how we provide service here. We provide service because we want people to come back. We want people to know that they are not a burden. When they come into our establishment, there's no problems. Whatever they want, they get, because we're going to charge them for it. We're charging them for not just the food and not just the staff, but the experience. I need to know what it smells like. I need to know what it sounds like. I need to know what it looks like. I need to know if you're putting warm towels down on the table after I eat barbecue, that they're warm, they're not cold. unless, of course, it's a summer day and they ate something cold, then you put a cold towel down. If these things happen consistently, people are going to come back. But now no one expects them anymore because people are like, well, as a consumer, we should be responsible for the things these people are going through. So we should feel shitty for going in there. Like, don't expect too much. They're overworked. When are we going to get to a place where people are like, yep, this is what we charge and we offer excellent customer service and we are going to provide a place where the employees feel valued, compensated to in order to provide this kind of service. This doesn't fall on the employees ever in my mind. It always falls on management, always. You know, at a meet and greet situation, for instance, when someone comes up and they pay a compliment and I say thank you, generally because it's something that they have set aside the time for or stood in line or paid an experience that they've paid for, they're usually very thankful as well. They say thank you for your time. Thank you for engaging with me. Thank you for being present. I've never experienced really a lot of people that say you're welcome or no problem. I have experienced people say it, but the overwhelming amount of people just say, no, thank you, because you are giving to me, back to me, what I feel like I'm giving to you. On the subject of thank you and the things to thank and the way we think, I want to send love to everyone out there who has supported the podcast, whether it's in your ears or in your eyes on YouTube, wherever you consume the podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It means the world. It keeps us going. We are having such a blast with getting amazing guests, people I know, people I'm learning to know. And by you following us on TikTok, on Instagram, all these spaces, it really, really makes it so much fun because we look forward every week to bringing someone different to the conversation and adding them to this conversation that is constantly evolving or sometimes just staying in the same place. Either way, it's real and you are very real. And I want you to know that doing this podcast, it's no problem. Don't worry about it. Do you want to see me take a break? I think you want to see me take a break.
Coming up, Elliot Norris gets very Delta. That's the tea.
Do you know what's very Delta? Factor. Factor makes eating better so easy with their delicious ready-to-eat meals. These meals only take 2 minutes to heat up and are perfect for my busy schedule. Not only is the food delicious, but I've saved so much money by using Factor. These meals are less expensive than takeout and are curated by chefs to be restaurant quality. With over 35 options to choose from every week, I find myself trying new things and discovering new food combinations that I absolutely love. This week, I indulged in the cheesy chicken and broccoli casserole with brown jasmine rice. And let me tell you, the casserole is comfort food at its finest. A sprinkle of gooey cheese tops off this hearty meal and totally sends me every time I eat it. Head to factormeals.com/verydelta50 and use code verydelta50 to get 50% off. That's code verydelta50 at factormeals.com/verydelta50 to get 50% off.
Curious about how you can achieve smooth, natural-looking, long-lasting filler results? The Juvederm collection of fillers has 6 unique gel fillers that add subtle volume and are designed for different needs and specific areas of the face, like lips, cheeks, chin, smile lines, under eyes, and jawline. Ask your licensed specialist for a full face assessment today and download the Alle app. That's Alle, the official loyalty program of Juvederm, to save on treatments and to get a look that's true to you. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Juvederm.com.
Today's guest is the host of My Gay Kitchen on YouTube and is known as Call Me Belly all over the internet. The one and only Elliot Norris.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I'm excited that you're here.
Yeah.
I love everything that you put out everywhere on TikTok. I first saw you on Instagram.
Yeah. So it's interesting. It honestly depends on the week where like I see myself shifting towards. You kind of shift like here and there, but TikTok is like my main platform. Mm-hmm. And that's where I can just kind of be myself, throw anything out, and the videos will do better. So
what is it, if you had to describe to someone what it is that you do now that you've been doing for the past couple of years, what is it that you do?
So, I mean, for me, I have always kind of struggled with my weight, like growing up. So I wanted to kind of come up with like a fun name that was like kind of Gen Z for TikTok. And I was like, oh, I think it's when that Call Me By Your Name movie was kind of, mm-hmm. it came out. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, Call Me By My Belly. Like that's always kind of been a feature of mine. And I don't know, TikTok just allowed me to really embrace that part of me and has like made me so comfortable in my skin and just so much happier.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but the more that I put myself out there shirtless, cooking, eating, doing whatever the heck I wanted, like the more confident like I felt.
Do you ever run into people, maybe even within our own community, that have a problem with that or think that that's not the stereotypical body?
Mm-hmm. I think when I first started, I got some of that. But I think these days, people are just embracing themselves much more than they have, especially like after the pandemic. All these like, there's like little things that will happen on the internet, like this big boy song. There's like this big boy SNL song that's gone viral. And just little things like that really have, I don't know, empowered a lot of us and just kind of, I don't know, made us feel like more loved and accepted.
I know a few things about that, being a big boy and having a belly. But what I don't know about that you could tell me about is the food at Sam's Club, because I am so intrigued.
Are you a Costco?
I've never been to either one in my entire life.
Okay.
47 years old. Never, ever, ever been. Back in the day, we used to have a thing called Price Club.
Okay.
And that was the same idea.
Okay.
And we had a place called Pace.
Pace sounds familiar.
Same
I
idea.
Think. Yeah.
But this is like next level. I mean, I can see the stuff people are getting. And what? Tell me about it.
Well, we can go because that would be a great video for the internet. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Go.
And I think you can actually go to those places and eat at the I think Sam's Club, you can eat at the food court without having a membership. Actually, mm-hmm. Costco, I don't know. I think they make you scan your card. They have all these like different rules. But Sam's Club food is great and it's so cheap. Like you can get like a huge pizza. I'm talking like, it's good for parties. If you ever like have a party, don't mm-hmm. want to cook, you can get these huge things just for like $8-$9. But yeah, I mean, there's pizzas, there are hot dogs, there's churros. I will say the churros aren't amazing. Okay. But yeah, there's this big Costco and Sam's Club phenomenon. People like love just eating the food. It's greasy, it's good, it's thin crust. I think the quality is like pretty decent for something that's like from a store.
Wait, thin crust. What's your go-to? Thin crust, pan, or hand-tossed? What's your go-to? There's a time for all of them.
There's a time for all of them, exactly.
Of
I've been like a deep dish kind of Detroit style lately, like with mm-hmm. the really crispy crust, like the square.
Uh-huh.
And it just gets so, like all the oil seeps in, gets super crunchy, and the cheese starts to kind of like burn a little bit on the edges. I've been super into that lately.
Do you put honey on your pizza? Because I've seen people do that. And what does that do?
So yeah, people put like hot honey on their pizza. I have never really been a huge fan because I don't want to eat pizza. I'm just like, I just want like the pizza. I don't want to throw on a bunch of like honey on top of that. Like, this isn't tea. But, you know, I did have a good pizza recently where they like sprinkled some on and it was actually pretty good. Yeah. I'm
yeah.
a fan.
Yeah. Okay. Do you eat the whole thing, crust included? Or are you one of those people that like will just like throw the crust to the side?
I actually have always started eating the crust first. I eat the crust first.
Okay.
It's really weird. Like maybe I won't eat all of it, but I'll eat like 80% of it and then go for the pizza, then finish off with a little crust.
I like that. And what? Okay, so if you order pizza, like say you're going to order two medium pizzas.
Okay.
What's going to go on each of those pizzas? And you can have up to three toppings.
So I'm all about the toppings. I'm like, just put them all on there. That's uh-huh. why I like going to those like, what are those like Blaze pizzas and mm-hmm. stuff like that? Because you can literally add every cheese, every meat, every veggie, and it's still the same price. So I will add, I mean, if I'm just going to go to, I'll do a Supreme, Meat Lovers, that kind of thing, because I really want to get a lot of toppings.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, the other one, like, I live with my sister and she's vegetarian, so usually I'll get, like, her a little veggie pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm always, like, I get so much anxiety when I order because I usually do like double pepperoni on something, but I never know if they're like, well, double pepperoni is actually different than part of the ingredient. So I never know. I have so much anxiety when it comes to ordering anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm also the type of person that will order, like, if I order at Taco Bell, there's a place near where one of the shows I do weekly, there's a Taco Bell and a Del Taco right across the street from each other.
Competition.
So, yeah. I will order food at one
yes.
and a drink at the other one.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Where are you getting the drink from, Taco Bell?
I'm getting it from Del Taco okay. because it's they Coke. Have Coke products.
Yeah, it's Pepsi. Yeah.
yeah.
It's
I'm not opposed to, see, I've gotten this rap that I won't, that I hate Pepsi and okay. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I just prefer the other.
It's just different. It's a lot different. Yeah. There's like a time for Pepsi, I think. Like, obviously, like they have them at like football games, baseball mm-hmm. stadiums. Like, it really does hit different.
Yeah.
At those outings, I would say. But yeah, usually it's like,
and for you, there's always time for Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I have been recently converted.
Yeah. Do we have a Coke Zero here?
We have one right here.
We have one. Oh, they're here. Well, take a drink of that and, yeah. and explain it to me. Tell me the
so
experience.
You drink Coke Zero now? No.
I don't.
You don't. You're Diet
no.
Coke, right?
I like Diet Coke, but I'd love to hear you drink this and explain it to me.
So Coke Zero has changed their formula in the past 15 months, I would say.
15 months.
Maybe actually 2 years at this point. And it tastes like the best parts of a Diet Coke.
Okay.
Like the bubbly, it's more bubbly. Uh-huh. You still kind of get that, I don't know, that like super sweetness on the tip of your tongue. But also you get a hint of the regular Coke flavor, which I've never been a big fan of. But with this combo, it just makes sense.
Now, what about the size of that can in specific? Not all the Coke Zeros are in that size.
No, I mean,
but
we
it's
don't,
very European.
Yeah, we don't discriminate. But yeah, I was converted when I was in Europe. And I've always drank the big gulps, Diet Cokes with tons of ice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep talking. Just but, that that's this is what I needed to hear.
And I don't know. Maybe it's the can. I don't know if I like the black.
It is way more chic.
It's like aesthetic.
It is a beautiful can. I think it is beautiful.
It is.
Can you describe it to me in the same way about your tongue and all that in French?
En français, tu veux que je parle en français? Le Coca Zero, c'est pétillant et c'est sucré, mais pas trop sucré. Et je sais pas, je préfère le Coca Zero que le Coca Light. Coca Light is what they call it in French, like light Coke.
Wow.
That's how they say diet.
Wow.
Yeah. I think they're getting rid of, I think they're phasing out Diet Coke in some European countries.
That's why I can't go there.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yep, you can't go.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Yeah. I ask you to speak French because forever I did not know that you were French.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting flip to the coin.
It's weird because it's like my mom French, dad is American,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up in Michigan, so like, like middle of nowhere. But then every summer we would go to France, so it's like almost like I feel like, what's not Lizzie McGuire? What's the one who has like two faces?
Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, Lizzie McGuire.
Not Lizzie.
Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana.
Yeah,
that's what I was.
You get
going
the best
for.
Of both worlds.
Yeah, so it's like weird. It's like all of a sudden, like I'm super American, eating at McDonald's, drinking a Diet Coke, going to In-N-Out, doing the drive-thru, and then like 3 months, like I'll go to Europe and then I'm like this like French bitch.
McDonald's, I mean, you just mentioned McDonald's. You brought me into that. You've been to the largest McDonald's in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us.
So I think that was the one in Florida. I've been to so many at this point that I get them confused. But the one in Florida, it's like a restaurant. Have you been?
No.
So it's in Orlando. It's near the park. So that's where they have like mm-hmm. all the tourist kind of stuff. But it's literally a restaurant. Like it has
wow.
all the regular McDonald's. The second floor is an arcade, the biggest playpen. And there's literally an arcade. It's like Dave and Buster's in there. It's mind boggling. I don't know why I've like never heard of it before. I've seen like videos on it.
Yeah.
But you could literally order a pizza. They had like a stone brick pizza oven.
McDonald's
there.
Pizza.
Yeah. But it was like, it was good. It was a thin crust. If you like that thin, you know how these restaurants in LA, it's all those kind of thin mm-hmm. crusts, which is good. You know, they're not super filling, but it was the like thin crust style. And I was like, wow, this is just so weird that it's from McDonald's.
Right.
You could get pasta. There was pies. There was cheesecakes. There was Belgian waffles, like everything.
At a regular McDonald's, do you ever have dessert? Like, well, obviously the ice cream machines are broken,
always
so
broken.
We're not having that.
Always broken.
But right around now, they have the blueberry cream pie.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's actually pretty decent in size, and then it's got some sort of cream cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yum.
I don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
And then the blueberry filling doesn't have any berries because obviously it's fake.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
Is it good?
And they do seasonal. They'll do like a strawberry cream pie, pumpkin cream.
And the holiday one. Did they do like a holiday one
holiday
too
pie.
With like the green and red little like.
Right.
I don't know. They're both
Are
fun.
You a party person? Do you like to go out?
Yeah,
party?
I do like to go out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a party boy. I go through phases. I think everybody goes kind of go through phases. You can go out a lot for a few months, kind of chill out.
What do you like to go to? Where do you like to go? What's the club? In West Hollywood.
In West Hollywood? I mean, the thing is, you've probably gone to West Hollywood a million times. So it's like fun, but it's always kind of the same thing. So I'm kind of like burnt out on West Hollywood right now. But I mean, I'll take a break, I think, for a little bit. And then it'll be fun in a few months. But I have fun just internationally, just going to like all those crazy, like just European clubs. And like people are like naked. And like, it's just more fun.
Just naked. When we go to Sam's Club, do we have to wear shirts?
I think you have to wear shirts and sandals.
You
shoes
do.
Are,
Can I wear a belly shirt?
Yeah, of course.
Really, like a crop? You think would be fine?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Right.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm that's totally what to fine. Wear. Probably some sugar shorts. You have on sugar shorts.
Yeah, I like to. I always wear shorts.
You have to. Yeah. Well, you know what's weird because like it's been rainy a couple of weeks ago, and then here in California, as you know, like when it rains, people are like, "Oh my gosh, like it's the storm of the century."
Freaking out.
But for the most part, it might be cold in the morning, but it heats up.
Yeah.
And so it's like we're always in shorts.
It like burns off like halfway through the day.
Yeah.
I prefer shorts. It's just more comfortable. We're in California. It's more chill here. Why not wear shorts?
It is. I agree. And you can wear them wherever.
Yeah. And like everywhere's like pretty chill, like restaurants and stuff. It's not like there's like dress codes everywhere.
Right.
That's the only reason you have to wear pants in other states is like they're like, oh, you're a guy. You have to wear pants to get into this restaurant.
Completely.
Like, this is so stupid. I was
completely.
Like, why? Let me wear a damn shorts.
Wear your shorts all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
I try to.
After the break, more with Elia Norris Boots.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time? What's the best Godzilla movie of all? What's up with John Cena? Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from. What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars? Hint, it's the name of 2 months, and they ain't close together. Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
And we are back with Elliot Norris. Call me Belly. Well, call him Belly. Please don't call me Belly.
It's not the best.
I think it's charming.
Yeah.
I think it's actually quite beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like I would want to sort of without doing any exercise whatsoever or moving my body at all. For me, I would want it to be more like smooth Winnie the Pooh kind of.
And it depends on like what you wear too. Like certain different like shorts make your stomach look a little bit different. And like I like mine looking a certain way.
What's the way?
That's why I like wear like shorts, like with kind of like looser kind of straps. So it's kind of just like it's not like constricted, you know. I like it to feel like a little bit more like free flowing and out.
Yeah, I know. I love this. Yeah. I love this. I think it's beautiful. I feel like it's something that people have never really until recently been comfortable because it's a movement.
Yeah.
It's a movement of people that are like, stop fucking making fun of one another. Like, stop being worried about it.
Yeah.
And if you want to be, you know, you want to have abs for some reason, some people want to have abs, fucking go for it.
Who would want that?
If you had abs, would you, if you had like perfect abs, like would you then put your shirt on, or would you take your leave your shirt off?
Oh my God, no. I would have that shit off all the time.
Would you?
I'd be annoying, I think.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't think you'd be annoying.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. I feel like abs change people, though. Like, really? I don't think it would change me, but I think it does, right? Like, I don't know.
Why
like,
do they have them, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe it's like, I think it's like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like they're like missing something. Like, sometimes they don't have like a good personality. Or they're like not educated. No, this is
we're gonna
so
get
bad.
Shredded so bad. Everyone's gonna fucking hate us. They're gonna be like, "You bitch! Why did you tell him
but
that?"
But you can think of it. You can think of someone who has abs just because like they need to have abs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. No, right? I don't
know. No, I agree. I think that there's people that do have. Yeah, there's people that love a balance. They're able to have an amazing balance. They're able to really enjoy the time with fitness. They enjoy pushing their boundaries. And I think that's amazing. It's like we were talking off camera about this idea of like being high raw vegan. And to me, that I watch TikTok videos of it. I'm so intrigued
by
it.
Go for it.
I think it's beautiful to like do that. I wish I had the control. I wish I had the ability to learn that way.
Totally respect it.
Yeah. And that's like, but again, it's all centered around food. Yeah. Like what you do is centered around food. What is your interest in food? Has it always been a thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, I grew up around a lot of food. My mom she's from France, but she was born in North Africa in Tunisia. So that's a very cooking, eating, feed your kids. Mm-hmm. We're cooking at home. That kind of lifestyle, I guess. And French people, I mean, they're known for, you know, cooking and having really good food. Right. So I've always been kind of around that. And we did a lot of traveling growing up. You know, I was super blessed to be able to like go all around Europe, like super young. My mom was kind of working around there. So she would just take us to these different countries. So food and travel has always been like, you know, it's always been something that's been really like prevalent in my life. So then in Michigan, I don't know, we would, you know, dabble into the food, you know, I don't know, Midwesterner culture, mm-hmm. you know, with the fast food and the chain restaurants. But then we also still had this like home cooked meal balance. So yeah, it's always been a big part of me. And then I just really enjoyed cooking at home. My mom kind of taught us how to cook really, really young. So yeah, it's always kind of been part of it.
And what would be like a nice, simple French breakfast that you might prepare?
Yeah. French people, so this is interesting. French people eat sweets in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So like eggs are kind of a new thing. Like brunch is like starting to become really popular, at least in France. I don't know about the rest of Europe, but it's like this new phenomenon. It's like, oh, let's go to brunch. And I think it's really cute and endearing, but it's like, we've been doing brunch for a while in the US,
right.
Over there, it's like very sweet. So they eat like croissants, pain au chocolat, anything from like a boulangerie.
What was the second one?
Pain au chocolat, croissant.
Oh.
Yeah. Pain au chocolat is like, is the croissant with chocolate in it.
Uh-huh.
Have you go to Starbucks?
I do go to Starbucks.
And they have like the chocolate one?
Yeah. I've had that. Well, they got rid of the almond one.
Oh, that one. That is really good.
It's so good they got rid of it.
Yes.
I know. Why would they get rid of that? It's
oh
so
my
good.
Gosh, that's a good one.
I dine internationally and I know about fine things. Like pirouettes.
Yeah, pirouette.
Would you like a pirouette?
I would love a pirouette.
Would you? How is it?
Pirouette.
Oh, I don't say that right, do I?
The little chocolate hazelnut.
Please have as many as you like.
You should have one too.
You can't. I can't. I don't. These aren't my real teeth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, sure.
No, these are fake. These are wooden.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. Those are crunchy.
Mmm.
These are chocolate hazelnut pirouette.
Mm-hmm. There you go, pirouette.
Uh-huh.
They're good.
Would you like some more diet or Coke Zero with that?
I will definitely wash it down with some Coke Zero. Ooh, sorry. A little ASMR, is that what we're going for?
Yeah. Sweet Elliot Norris. My God. Just a doll. You know, we have a friend in common, Mayhem Miller.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to Mayhem a long time ago when we first started doing this, I was like, I really, really want to get Elliot Norris. Do you know Elliot Norris? And she's like, girl, I've done Elliot Norris's show.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wait, what?
That was like, that is like, I honestly love Mayhem for like letting me like, I mean, I hired her. This was like 3 or 4 years ago before I was even doing anything on the internet. And I got funded for this project. And it was like the original OG My Gay Kitchen, like BuzzFeed and Instagram were funding it.
Wow.
I didn't have any followers. Like I wasn't really doing it. I had like maybe 500. And I was like, I need a drag queen who wants to like come and cook. And I like DM'd her. I don't know. I emailed her manager. You know, it took a while. But she finally like came on and paid her and everything. And so like I was like, oh my God, I love her for like coming on, like, and, you know, just giving me a shot, I guess.
Do you can you remember, like, when, what was your first, like, sort of viral moment?
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I think I started during the pandemic. I was one of those, like, TikTok pandemic people who was just, like, kind of bored during the pandemic and was just, like, filming stuff. I was just, like, at home. I was like, wow, now I have all this time. I was still working my full-time job. But I was like, now I'm at home. I'm going to start cook. I was trying to eat. I was, like, eating healthier. I was doing all these recipes. But I think my first big viral moment, I think, was, I remember I was, like, back at my dad's in Michigan, and I had nothing to film. I was so bored. So I was like, I'm just going to do, like, these, like, recipes, like, little recipes. And I remember it was this broccoli mash video, which, oh my gosh, I still get tagged and stuff to this day. I do not eat the broccoli mash, really. I literally just mashed up broccoli.
Mashed up broccoli.
It's literally mashed up broccoli with, like, milk and Parmesan.
I would love that, I think. Do you not like
broccoli? No, it's good. It's good.
Texture.
It's good. No, the texture is good, but it's just, that just, like, blew my mind that, like, that was, like, such a hit. And people freaked the F over that.
Really?
I was like, broccoli? Mashed broccoli.
Say freak the fuck in French.
I don't know if there's a word for that. Freak the fuck.
Say something that just sounds completely vulgar in French.
Dégueulasse.
Yeah. Dig your ass.
Absolutely. Dégueulasse, nasty. You're nasty.
That's what I'm saying. Nasty. That's it doesn't even have to make sense to me. It just has to come off. It has to roll off the tongue like a pirouette. You are launching something really, really cool.
Yes.
And that is a freeze-dried candy.
Yes.
Project.
Yeah.
Explain this to me.
Yeah. I mean, so I've been on the internet for a few years, and I was like, I mean, how I make most of my money is through, like, brand partnerships, brand deals, sponsored content. So I do ads for all of these companies. So why don't I just start my own company and do ads for it every day?
That's sickening.
Yeah. So I'm launching my candy company called Sugar Belly, which I think is cute.
Adorable name.
Totally send you some. We're starting this week. We're finishing a few permits. But yeah, we're launching this month. There's going to be a bunch of freeze-dried candies, lots of sweets, a lot of goodies. So,
is this going to be, like, something people can order?
Yes. Yeah. So you're going to be able to, we're trying to ship worldwide. But yeah, you can order it.
How exciting.
Yeah. So
that's super, super exciting.
We'll see how it goes. It's very ASMR-y. It's very crunchy. When you freeze-dry candy, kind of puffs up. It quadruples in size. So it's kind of been big in the YouTube ASMR community, but now it's super viral and trendy. So we'll see where it goes.
Do you like Pop Rocks?
I do like Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, they're kind of scary sometimes. No,
they are scary because I feel like more is going to happen. Like, it's leading up to something like super explosive.
I always think it's like going into your lungs.
I think it is.
You think so?
I think it's like it's asbestos
exploding.
Candy.
Yeah, it's just weird. And then, like, 2 minutes later, another one will pop and you're like, where is this? Like, is it here? Here? Like,
there's holes. Like, it's from, it's like vaping.
Yeah.
Like, vaping too hard.
Weird. Like, getting, like, stuck in those vape holes. In the vape.
Right. We should just eat more butter.
I agree.
Yeah, because that's fine.
People are scared of butter.
I think butter, if you eat Pop Rocks and they leave holes, like, throughout your system, the butter will fill those holes.
Yeah. It'll kind of smooth it out.
You know what else smooths out the holes?
What?
A bakery-inspired pudding snack. I have these right here.
Ooh.
And these are Cinnabon bakery-inspired cinnamon pudding.
Yum.
I'm a huge cinnamon fan. Okay. I love cinnamon stuff. I like kind of like fall baked goods.
Okay.
I love
that. So like the fall, like pumpkin spice kind of vibe?
You know what? I am. I'm that.
You get all the pumpkin spice stuff, like pumpkin spice bread.
I get it
all. Trader Joe's, all of it.
I get it all.
Yeah. And I mean, they've made it like really fun, honestly. The marketing for all that stuff, I would say over the years it's gone a little crazy.
Yeah,
like it's really intense, but like it's fun.
Should we try these puddings?
Let's do it. So do you like Cinnabon?
I absolutely love Cinnabon, and I would actually be fine going to Cinnabon and just ordering those little solo clear cups of just frosting.
Oh yeah, just the frosting. Yeah, I don't know what they put in their frosting. Yeah. I had the Cinnabons from Pizza Hut, the mini ones.
Oh, how are those?
So good.
Yeah?
I really like a soft, almost like too wet. Yeah, almost like too wet of a cinnamon.
Oh, I don't mind it being wet.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I like when they have like the pecans. I love creamy nuts.
Oh, wow.
I love creamy nuts.
Do you mix it or do you like do layer by layer?
Well, I have a feeling this is already infused.
It kind of is. I think a little bit. Yeah. Like the bottom looks more. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to the.
Cinnabon.
To the creamy pudding.
Cinnabon.
It's very good.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
It does kind of taste like Cinnabon frosting.
It tastes just like it, actually. You could actually use this as a frosting. Maybe it's like a healthier... Maybe not.
What if we got all of these and put them in a cake pan?
Yeah.
And then dumped a vanilla cake on top?
That is a viral TikTok right there.
It's a thing, right? Yeah. A dump cake.
Yeah, dump cake. They like just put the, what is it? They just put the powder. No, they put the powder on top. What do?
They put it on top and then they slice butter.
Yeah, they slice the butter and then it's supposed to like seep in kind of. You could definitely, oh, that's kind of a good idea. Like a pudding cake.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Get ready to Really Delta Boots.
And we are back with Elliot Norris, who just said Dolla Dolla Bill.
Come get her.
Come get her.
I think it's a Nicki Minaj lyric or something.
Is it?
I think so. Dolla Dolla Bill, come get her. Even your man, no, Nicki, do it better.
Do you love Nicki?
I do love Nicki, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm like, I say I'm a stan, but I like I'm not like the best stan, you know?
Okay.
Like, I don't know everything, but I do love her, you know?
Yeah.
I think.
Right? You're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a zillion different types of music. And it always surprises people, like if like my car door opens and it's like, and they're like, why are you listening to City Girls? Like, how do you know what that is? And I'm like, because I know.
Like, it's on the radio.
Because I'm a real ass bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like City that's, yeah. I love shit like that. Yeah. Absolutely. This is the part of the podcast where people send letters in. They don't always know who's here.
Okay.
Obviously, because it's top secret until it comes out. So it could be, you know, they're not going to send you a letter like, tell me about your favorite recipe.
Totally.
Because,
it'll be general, to some degree.
I already asked you that.
Yeah.
I already asked you stuff like that. Have you ever opened or answered letters on YouTube or TikTok without a shirt on?
I have not. And it's actually not? Like, let's do it now.
Okay.
And I might do it again in the future.
Really?
Yeah, because it's actually genius. That's a really good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
That is, that's like a fun way to do like the fan mail opening, you know? So to take my shirt off.
Well, I mean, you could stand up and do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people, that way everyone can. Yeah, we're not looking or anything. No. This is all for art, the purposes of art. There you go.
More comfortable, you know?
Yeah, and do you have any tattoos on your back? Stand up.
I do not have any tattoos.
You don't? Oh, see, she's not just belly. She's booty, too.
Oh,
yeah, your body is bootylicious.
Got a little booty for a white boy.
Yeah, yeah, that's butter. That's butter. Okay, so people are, if you want to send a letter to be answered by myself and a guest, which always will happen, it doesn't have to be just a letter asking a question. It could be an observation that maybe you've heard us talk about. You can send that to readmedelta@gmail.com. Questions, I would say queries. I would say maybe not full commentary because, you know, you open that up and people will say,
so annoying.
First letter is going to be here on this foot.
That's probably size like 14, 15.
What size shoe do you wear?
10 and a half.
10, you know what? That's interesting. So do I. Look at that.
It's a good shoe size.
My letter opener is not inside my letter opener box. Can you believe it? But that's okay. I always come prepared.
Wait, it's like a, it like opens it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A special letter.
Fancy.
Oh, here it is. It's over here. I was going to show you that I can open it with a makeup brush. But if you're ever in a hotel room and you're doing drag and you order food and they do not send you utensils, you can turn two makeup brushes upside down and just use them as chopsticks. Could have done it. You would have figured that out, though.
Genius.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
That is a cool letter opener.
This, let me make sure we do this right. Sometimes it gets jammed in there and it like rips the letter.
Actually rips the letter.
Yeah. Okay. First letter is... Oh, this is a good one. I'm going to put your name on here because it does seem a little tailored to both of us.
Great.
Dear Delta and Elliot, what are the best places to eat to take someone out on a date? Is there or are there a way to convey my intentions through the food that I order? Are there dishes that are more suggestive than others? Love, very Sebastian. That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
I think it is. I think it's, yeah. What do you say?
I think like sitting down at like, at least like in LA, I'm thinking LA, like sitting down like at an LA restaurant on a first date, like just, you know, something nice, that is so boring, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like that is so whack. And like, let me just get like a skinny margarita. Like, no, like that is so boring. I guess when I go on first dates, like it's, I try to do something like fun. Like we're going to go, I don't know, go to an arcade, or we're going to do something golf, putt-putt golf, whatever it is. And usually the food kind of comes after for me. So it's like, mm-hmm. I've literally gone on first dates and I'm like, let's go get Taco Bell. Like after, like yeah. we play, go on arcade. I think that's way more fun and shows you more of who they actually are. Because if they're like, ew, hell no, mm-hmm. I would never, like Taco Bell, like on a Tuesday, I'm like, okay, well, it's not going to work.
This is exactly would have been yeah. my answer too.
Right?
And also too, like, a lot of, I remember reading this article one time that was, it was like Ladies Home Journal or one of those kind of things. And it suggested that if you go out on a date, you should always eat a clear broth so that way nothing gets stuck in your teeth. And then, you know, you're not embarrassed because there's like, God forbid there'd be an herb stuck in your tooth and somebody, but like, a lot of people do go on dates and they're like very worried about, well, I don't want them to see how much I'm going to eat. And like, bitch, let them see that you are enjoying yourself, because they're eventually going to find out that, guess what? Sometimes you pig out. Sometimes you fucking fart. Sometimes you trip. Sometimes you eat yeah. Taco Bell. And then if you do eat Taco Bell, by the by, just saying, like, Sebastian asked, is there anything that will let people know your intentions? If they take you out to Taco Bell and you just order a, maybe like an iced tea and some cinnamon twists, I think you're letting them know, like, I'm going to bottom tonight. Because like whoever's like throwing down at Taco Bell, their intentions are like, guess what? I'm probably going to top. I'm probably going to top. But not that that, I mean, you know, I don't know. If you do it quickly, it won't get there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to like know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think I so agree with yeah. you. Like, why would you want to go somewhere and fake who you are?
Like, dates are supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
Why would you not have fun? And I don't know. I guess that's my type of fun, though.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you're, okay, maybe if you're like a super, you're going out with like a fitness guru and you are a fitness guru mm-hmm. and like you, I don't know, maybe you're teaching each other something about that, but you're just an average person like everybody else. Or beyond that, if you're just like a real bitch, they know you eat, girl. They look at you. They're not surprised. They're going to be like, why are you only eating one taco?
Yeah.
I bet you could eat more than that.
Like, it doesn't have to be Taco Bell, obviously, but I'm just saying,
no,
you know what I mean?
No,
it's like,
I agree.
Like, I feel like people like center like the food or like going to dinner as part of the day, but I feel like do something like that's not just so like basic and boring.
Right.
I don't know. At least for me, like, I don't know. Everybody's different.
Everyone is different. But like, you know what's fun is like thrift store shopping.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because you can see what people are into. And oftentimes too, when you do go shopping in that manner, you can find out like not only what people are into, but also size-wise. So that way, if you're ever buying them a gift and you don't want to ask, you're like, this seemed to be work for you in a jacket, you know? Yeah.
Genius.
Sebastian, I say it's the same as Elliot.
Just have fun, yo.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Okay, this letter is inside this purse. And it's coming out. There it goes. Fancy, we have creative, interesting ways people send in letters. Some people send in gift cards.
Oh, that's great. We love those. Gift cards is great. Venmo is really good, too.
Venmo is that's wonderful. Really is that how people find you on the internet? My platform is Venmo.
No, but it's in the bio.
Yeah, exactly. We should say that when people are like, where are you on the internet? I'm on Cash App.
I'm really popular on Venmo and Cash App. Not so much on Zelle these days, right. But like Venmo is pretty good.
Right. I'm popular on Target gift card.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Delta and guest, I want to know your thoughts on ghosting. Unfortunately, there are no gay bars where I live, and I have to use dating hookup apps to meet people. Mm. I seem to always be the victim of ghosting. Why do people do it? I like to get to know people. Am I too nice? Big fan of the show. Ryan, P.S. Diet Coke reigns supreme. Ooh. Fuck Coke Zero.
Fuck Coke Zero. The tea, the drama. Well,
have you ever been ghosted?
I mean, I think... Yes, I've been ghosted many times, and I've also unfortunately done the ghosting as well.
Really? What would bring you to that point?
To ghost? I don't know. Just like me, just, I don't know. Sometimes well, it just happens.
Ryan is saying, like, am I too nice? So have you ever been in a situation where maybe maybe they're like, you're like, oh, I don't mind talking with this person. Like,
yes.
They seem cool.
Yes.
And then like it maybe moves to a thing where it, do you ever feel like maybe you oversold? Like, I'm not that interested that way.
Totally.
Do you
and
mean?
Yeah, I think there's, I mean, it's everything's like situational. Yeah, I think that's happened a lot of times too, where you take, you kind of get excited and then you're like, wait, actually, like, maybe I'm not looking for this type of relationship. Or maybe, yo, I'm about to go travel for 3 months. So, like, I probably shouldn't go into a relationship like this.
Yep.
But I don't know. I feel like, he said something about he didn't have any gay bars. But I feel like all these like dating apps, like Grindr and stuff, it's kind of what you make of it. Mm. I think there is this like idea that like Grindr is just for hookups. I found 3 of my long-term boyfriends on Grindr.
Really?
I mean, maybe that's really rare. It probably is like somewhat like a small percentage, but it's what you make of it. Sometimes it does start off as like a hookup, but if you guys are really getting along at the end of the day and you guys keep hanging out, like that's how, I don't know, it's led to relationships for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely that the communication idea, a lot of people will say, oh, I'm just here for fun.
Yeah.
But what they don't realize is like, you know, if they immediately make a connection with someone.
Totally.
But you sold it as I'm only here for fun, then you're expecting that person to like do what you're doing. And you're like, no, you told me it was just fun. Like, you know what I mean? So that can be a little bit scary. But I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with being nice, or I don't think you're being too nice. I think there are, in fact, people who also, I mean, listen, there's people that just have a good time creating these lives online and telling people I'm this person, and they have never had an intention of doing anything just because it's they know they're never going to meet because they're too scared to.
Yes, too scared to, yeah.
And so they just create these personalities a la catfish, you know? I guess that does happen, but I mean, I also think too, just as you said, sometimes you get into a position where like you're going to be traveling.
Yeah.
What they're going to think you're being chicken shit if you tell them that. Yeah. You're like, I'm not lying. I really am.
Like, I'm going to be,
But also for someone who is in the spotlight like yourself, it's difficult for you to be able to separate what you do with a personal life, because those people are like, oh my gosh, you're Elliot Norris. So let's talk about you being Elliot Norris.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that does happen a lot. And like, I've had people like, there is still a few like Grindr stalkers out there who like make new profiles like every freaking day just to like get nudes or whatever it is. Like, that is totally crazy. But yeah, there's definitely sometimes kind of like that. But I don't know, I sometimes meet people online, but sometimes just in person is like the best for me, because then I can just let it come out naturally.
Right.
But I don't know. I think Ryan maybe you sow
your wild oats and you just find yourself a nice girl and settle down. I don't know what you boys are doing.
Maybe one day.
You boys are wild out here. Aren't the kids wild?
They're very wild.
They just run around and sleep with each other and send pictures and talk on their computer phone. And, oh gosh, I wouldn't have done anything like that when I was young. Just hang out in all the bars until they fucking close and crawl on my hands and knees in the alley like a normal person.
Like a normal person.
Well, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Elliot, for being here.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
This is so fun.
Yeah, it's been a blast. I love talking about food.
Why are you so fun? Why are you just like I honestly didn't know. I mean, everyone told me how nice you were, but honestly, you are an absolute charm.
Stop it.
Really,
thank
really,
you.
Really.
No,
for
you're
real.
Adorable and very,
super nice.
Very kind. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to Very Delta. You can now search for Very Delta on your podcast apps. We come out every Monday, and you can find us here on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel. Also, a special hello to everyone watching the show on YouTube. And you know what's very Delta? Subscribing to Mom Podcast so you don't miss an episode. You can also send all of your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram @DeltaWork, or you can follow me on Cash App @$DeltaWork. And then what's my Venmo? I don't remember. But where can people find you?
People, you can find me on Instagram, Elliot Norris, or on TikTok, Call Me Belly. But I'm somewhere on the socials.
Where it's your Venmo name?
My Venmo name is ETJNO.
Are you active there?
I'm very active.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. you can also follow me on TikTok. You can follow Very Delta on TikTok for dedicated socials, clips, all the updates about the show. And of course, join me right here next week for another episode of Very Delta. And until then, keep things very Delta.
Next episode, bitch, it's Nicole Page Brooks. And I am. If I'm getting your order, I'm also getting your order as I'm driving through the drive-thru, and I have held it over one time.
Why did you do that? Tell me why.
Girl, just because you just tell them you want no pickles, no onion. I'm a food person, but I want it a particular way.
What's like a particular
no
way?
No mustard, onion, or pickle, no mop.
Wait, no mustard, onion,
or pickle on anything.
On anything.
Don't even put the pickle on my plate. If the juice is like touch my bum, we got to start over from scratch. I'm one of those.
Oh.
This episode of Very Delta was brought to you by Orange Diamond, the official emoji of the Very Delta Show.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margo Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.